Okay, so my favourite time of the week has come around once again. It is time to talk to this week's guest. And this week, we are talking to a singer-songwriter who we are very familiar with, been playing his tracks a lot over the past few months here on the New Music Show. Finn Askew, welcome to the New Music Show, man. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, thanks, man. So, you are here to chat about your new EP, or your debut EP, should I say, Peach, dropped last month. How have you found the reaction to the EP? How's it gone down?
Yeah, the reaction's been, it's been crazy. I couldn't have asked for anything better. It was kind of like, I was a bit nervous with it because it was like, it's very, I say out there, it's very experimental in a sense because everything sounds just so different. But yeah, it's been got a really good response. It's doing really well, so I can't complain at all. I'm very happy, yeah.
Mm. And I think you summed it up well there. It is incredibly diverse sonically, and that is one of the main reasons I love this EP. I get so many different bands and artists coming through. I hear bands like The Neighbourhood, I hear Frank Ocean, the vocals on Nicotine, how that goes. That reminds me of something on Jay-Z and Kanye's Watch the Throne, you know. Yeah. But what inspired such a diverse sounding EP? What was the inspiration behind it for you?
I don't know. What I really wanted to show with this is that I'm not in this kind of one genre thing, you know what I mean? I want people to kind of know that there's so much more to me than like just this indie kid, or just this like rap kid, or just like emo kid or whatever. I wanted to kind of just show all aspects of what I listen to and kind of what I enjoy. As my first project, I think that's really important. You've got to introduce yourself as an artist and just like let people vibe with it. So that's kind of what inspired me to make this. It's really not that deep. I just wanted to make some good tunes and smack them together, do you know what I mean?
I love it. Says it how it is. It's not that deep. So with this sort of eclectic sound, how close are we to hearing the Finn Askew sound? Are you always going to be this diverse and experimental, or are you going to hone in and focus on a particular sound, a particular genre?
I'm definitely honing it in through the next few songs. You'll hear it soon with the next single and the kind of single after, and then the second EP. I mean, this next EP is going to be very kind of where I'm at, and then it's always going to be there kind of saying. But I just thought I just wanted to kind of just do something different to start off with, just so people know when it comes to this fantastic sound, I can still do all these other things, but this is where I'm at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and speaking of this diversity again, have you any idea what your audience is like? Because you must reach out and you must have fans from so many different backgrounds, from so many different places, to so many different types of music. Of course, gigs haven't really been a thing over the past 12 months, but have you been able to kind of gauge that when you finally do walk out on the stage, what your audience is going to be like?
To be fair, my audience is just so crazy at the moment because obviously, I'm like ridiculously huge in Asia, and like there's certain songs which work really well over there because they love this kind of chill sort of sonic. And then there's other places like Germany, which is they love Peach because it's like that heavy sort of rock stuff. But everywhere is different. They're all kind of like different sort of things. But at the end, I feel like they all kind of like Finn Askew, so I'm all good. It's all good, but yeah.
And you said there how big some of your tracks went down in Asia. When I type your name to Google, the first thing that comes up is all of your interviews you've done for Korean TV and Korean radio networks, which is just mental. You surely didn't anticipate that when you put the music out there.
I mean, of course I wouldn't expect it. It's so weird because you kind of expect when you're working, you want to work outwards rather than inwards, so you kind of start England and then you kind of move out. But like within like 2 months of releasing my first song, I was literally like blowing up in like Asia, Indonesia, like Korea, Thailand, Vietnam, Singapore, and all these things. And it's so, so weird. Obviously, I'm so thankful for it because it's just helped boost me up. And obviously, it's sick. It's just sick being kind of global already at this point in my career. Mm. Yeah, but it was still can't really get my head around it.
So your new single that you're here to chat about is a track called Egotism. What's the story behind this track?
I mean, obviously you can kind of just hear all the stories, but it's like had a few kind of like difficult down relationships sort of things. And they've always kind of ended with me getting one pied off. And then I'm just like, at the end of the day, you can pie me off. It's going to suck for a bit, but when I'm this big star or whatever, because it will happen, hopefully, but I think anyway, then they're just going to be there like, oh, that's kind of peak that I didn't stay with them because I could have used that money or whatever.
I love the confidence there. And is it your own personal experiences that sort of influence you as a songwriter, or do you draw inspiration and look upon other areas as well when writing these tracks?
It's always different. Like, I feel like some songs are really, really personal and they're like really deep. But then some songs I'm just like they don't really relate to me, but they're just I want to write about it. It's like sometimes I want to write a story, or sometimes I want to write a song about my story. I mean, it's always different. It's just, I'll just do whatever sounds good, whatever works. But yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And what about chronology-wise? Where did this come in the chronology of writing the EP?
It was the last one we wrote, because we were like, we need the standout song for the EP. And I was like, I'm just going to, I want to kind of give him that big song. You know, it's like, it sounds like a big song, like a, almost, it is, I'll say pop. You know, I hate saying the word pop, but it's quite poppy. But I was like, you kind of need that big song in the EP, because that's what people are going, people want to hear that sort of stuff. So I was like, I wrote it and I was like, oh yeah, this is the one, this is the one. But it's kind of cool, because like, I felt like, because I knew it was quite poppy, like production stuff. I was like, I'm not going to do this cheesy sort of love story. I'm just going to make sure, I'm going to just make a story about, you know, what I said. So it's not really that cheesy. But yeah, that's kind of, it came last and that's the song.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say, I hope you don't mind me saying, but you say pop as though it's almost like a dirty word, but I really feel like it's artists like you that are really changing that sort of notion and changing the image of pop. You know, you are creating these songs that are catchy, that, you know, that you could play in a club, that you could easily sing along to. However, they have this edge to them and this originality which makes them stand out. Do you feel part of a almost like a new culture of artists that are changing sort of the face of pop, or is it just a matter of you're making these tracks and if people want to categorize it as pop, then, you know, that's how it is?
I mean, I'm not really kind of writing for anything like any genre, but I kind of understand how that a lot of my things does fall into that category. Not like I'm trying for them to, but it's, I mean, at the end of the day, pop music is just popular music, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like it's gonna fall in there, but yeah, obviously I feel like popular music is so much different from what it was back in the day. So, and then, yeah, like you said, there's loads of artists changing the kind of way it's kind of viewed. And if I'm part of that, I'm part of that. That's calm. Like, I don't mind. But yeah, I'm not going to go out of my way for it. But I'm happy to be part of it. I'm happy to be a part of something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. No, makes sense. So I couldn't let you go without asking you a question about the old FIFA. I know you're a big fan of games, in particularly FIFA. And so I'd just love to know, from a musician's point of view, what is your favourite FIFA soundtrack?
I like the FIFA 15 one.
And what was on the soundtrack?
To me, like, I can never tell you like certain songs. I know when I hear FIFA 15, that was just when I started playing FIFA, and I know I just loved all of those songs.
Yeah, no, I guess you're right, though. It's almost more about the moments in the life that it is soundtracking rather than what the actual soundtrack is. Finn, you're a legend, mate. Thank you so much for popping by. I really appreciate it, man.
Brilliant, man. Thanks for having me.
So the debut EP from Finn Askew is out now. It's called Peach. And Finn, can you just introduce us to your new track, please?
Yo, I'm Finn Askew, and this is Egotism. Hope you enjoy. Oh, yeah. I'm calling you out. It's time to speak the truth out. I think we need to fall out. So I can get my this gonna make you love sick. Super drunk and lonely, leave you behind, killing you so softly with every line. Super drunk and lonely now that you. Super drunk and lonely, leave you behind, killing you so softly with every line. Super drunk and lonely now that you. It's way too late to turn round. It's you that called the time out. This gonna make you love sick.